Switch to Sprint Unlimited Basic, featuring TV from Hulu and 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot. Plus, for a limited time, get 5 lines for only $120 per month. Hurry to a Sprint store or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Offer ends 8/16/18. After 1/31/2020, pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with auto pay. One Hulu limited commercial plan per eligible Sprint account. MHS reduced to 3G speeds after 500 megabytes per month. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Requires new lines. Subject to credit and 3-day activation fee. Video streams up to 480p. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Get lifted. Get lifted. Get lifted.
They already know what time it is. Go ahead and get lifted. Get connected with people who's getting lifted. This the spot, and this is hot. Get lifted radio, baby, what you got? We rocking with Magic Love, tell them who you got. This the spot, and this is hot. Get lifted radio, baby, what you got? We rocking with Magic Love, tell them who you got. Let's do it.
Get lifted.
I'm doing, you know, I wear a lot of hats, and people would be like, you know, LP this, DJ LP this, or whatever. Hey, just cut all that stuff out and just call me Mr., okay? Mr. LP, period, you know, after the Mr. all of this stuff. Bye!
Yo, 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 it's Turn Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. Live from Jacksonville, Florida. What it do, my good people? I appreciate everybody for tuning in on this Sunday. This, I guess, take a knee Sunday. And that's a whole nother topic. But anyway, for right now, once again, I want to appreciate everybody who continues to support Get Lifted Radio on Instagram, Get Lifted Radio on Twitter, which you can follow us on Twitter at @GetLifted_radio. And also appreciate everybody who continues to submit their music, continue to submit their requests for interviews. Definitely getting caught up on all the emails, being without internet after Irma was a little bit of a challenge, saving power and conserving power on our phones and all that good stuff. But anyway, you know, we're all here. We're blessed. We're good to go. Today is our kind of like our comeback after the storm, if you will. So I'm excited to have our guest, Mr. Al Pete, right here from Jacksonville, Florida. And we're going to be getting in touch with him. That track, No Understanding, which we just played after our intro, was by Mr. Al Pete, and you could check him out on MrAlPete.com. But before we get into our interview, I do want to jump into another track real quick. And this track right here is one of my favorites that we got in rotation right now. Fat Fly Freddie Lee, a.k.a. J.I. Music. He is actually going to be our guest October 8th. But I want you to check out one of his tracks. And you can also check out his music at fatisfly.com. And go check out and see what the F-A-T stands for. But for now, here we go with I Don't Know Why by Fat Fly Friday. Get Lifted Radio. Bow!
That you could vanish. Life's too short, don't bank on second chances. That person you love, you better go tell them. You better go hug them, let them sniff the roses while they can still smell them. You don't wanna live with no regret, cause that pain will eat you alive, and you don't want that. I lost my favorite girl, and I was in denial that she was up in heaven, always knew that she could fly. After that, I wanted to die. Who I'ma live for? My mama was my best friend, she was my hero. Make something out of nothing on Christmas. Me something out of nothing with spam and a little grit. So I always believed in miracles. Always had a clearer view. What love is the toughest man to go down. If mama ever go down, as I start speeding, she always told me to slow down. That ain't your lane. Unless you lost somebody, that ain't no pain. You learn from losing. Winning really ain't no game. Ain't no thing to stand tall when you down to lose everything. Silence in the room hurt every pin. When I was bedside, I just left when you flatlined. And I was left with a flat tire. Standing still, but the tears running on my black attire. And nothing sadder than a black man crying. Shots fired, nothing sadder than a black man dying. Dying from a world full of hate, where you could lose your life because you made a mistake. Time, we don't get that back.
Them loved ones gone, you don't get them back. Them ops on your block, you don't get them back. Hate's expensive, love's free.
In this world full of sin, are we living for today or are we living for tomorrow? Are you living for that no good nigga that never gives but always borrows? We all got vices, yeah.
Oh yeah.
And fuck your advice, cause life ain't fair. So we get high, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Not cause it feels good, but because we scared.
Yo, 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 welcome to Get Lifted Radio. I'm your host, Maggie Love. We're live from Jacksonville, Florida. And that was my man, Fat Fly Freddie Lee. Make sure you check him out on J-I Music, J-E-Y-E-M-U-S-I-C on Instagram and Twitter. He's actually our guest on October 8th. He's a dope artist, dope producer. Check him out, fatisfly.com, F-A-T-I-S-L-I-F-E.com, fatisfly.com, and check out what the FAT stands for. Today, our guest is Mr. Al Pete, representing Jacksonville, Florida, the Sunshine State, and I'm not even going to say the county because I always am told that I do not say it the proper Duval way. So, oh, I just said the county. But anyway, before we get into our interview, I do want to play a track from our guest today, Mr. Al Pete himself. And make sure you follow him on Twitter and Instagram, Mr. Al Pete. And Mr., it's just MR. He doesn't have anything extravagant going on. You know, he made it real simple for the people and everything like that. So I hope you can spell MR. But anyway, here we go with Proud of Me by Mr. Al Pete. Go to his website, MrAlPete.com. Bow!
I want to stay with this music thing. It's the only thing for me, I think. It's just something I love, something that's a part of me every day, each and every hour. I really love it, and it's just what I love, you know, what I love. So I think I want to stick with it, and I want to do bigger and better things.
And Pierre, yeah, Groove Sweet, Duval.
put myself right back on the stoop of 5646 Dakota, where I grew, where I knew I was bound to put a licking on this music world. Like I put it to a girl, so smooth, I learned the moves, earned the right to make rules. My own, now I'm sitting well up in my throne, King Wayne.
What up?
Treat a nigga like a page from the King James. Of Bing Rains, baby boy. Back when I was a baby boy, my only toy was a number two. A blank sheet and some mental glue. I made them words stick. Sometimes they slip, but I made them slick and keen. Parallel to my jeans and the Perry Ellis shirt.
Fresh.
Nobody understood my clothes and my words, but I made it work.
Yep.
Fast forward to them days at work. 16s after 16s, you would think I was a jerk. Stupid workflow. Even when I clocked out, I was drinking and the smoke was soothing for my nose. Then cruise to a show and let the people know that they gotta glow when they gotta go and buy the tape, have a good night. Back to my club, to my lab, to create another chapter to illustrate to the world, beat after beat, Pete was unique on everyone, making everyone a believer to the world, cause I was meant for this.
Goddamn right.
Yeah, cause I was meant for this.
Goddamn right.
Yeah, cause I was meant for this.
Goddamn right.
Yeah, cause I was meant for this.
Goddamn right.
Yeah. Word to my brother and my cousin who put up the dough for a nigga to go to the studio and act the fool when I should be on my school tip. I'm trying to impress True and rock some cool shit. I'm trying to impress girls, but on the rule tip. They looked at me like, yeah, nigga, right, but they gave me their number anyway. Came to some shows and watch a nigga DJ. What you say now? Studying my heroes, moves, and acts. Show me what to do with rap. 1-2, dap a nigga up when he got business I could tend to. Clap a nigga down when he coming with some issues. Cause problems I definitely solved them. By bumping Luda move, bitch, or bumping the car, the little brother Sade and a couple of knives. Cause that will put me right back in the cut like a barber. Piece of jazz. Back to my club, to my lab, to create another chapter to illustrate to the world, beat at the beat. Pete was unique on everyone, making everyone a believer to the world. Cause I was meant for this.
Goddamn right.
Yeah, cause I was meant for this.
Goddamn right.
Yeah, cause I was meant for this.
Goddamn right.
Yeah, cause I was meant for this.
Goddamn right.
Word.
Yo, 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 welcome back to Get Lifted Radio, right here on this beautiful sunny Sunday. We're going to bring on our guest, Mr. Al Pete himself. I don't want to keep him holding too long because the guy is busy, I'm telling you. If you haven't been keeping up, you better keep up now. But with no further ado, we'll go ahead and bring Mr. Al Pete in the building. What it do, sir?
What's happening? How y'all feeling?
Man, we feeling good. How you feeling?
Man, I'm good. I'm tired, but I'm good.
Hey. Tired is good. Get a man a round of applause because he's tired. That means he's working.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I saw you were spinning last night.
Yeah, I was spinning last night. I was spinning last night, and I got a day party I'm doing today. So working, always working.
Did you get a chance to go down and see Lauryn Hill and Nas?
Nah, I had a wedding that I was doing last night. Well, that was the first gig I had, so I didn't get a chance to go to the event or whatnot. So kind of disappointed about that.
Yeah, I know. I didn't even know about
but
it.
I saw people start posting on Instagram. Yeah, I saw online that
Nas had
on a Jaguar jersey. I was like, that's pretty dope.
Oh, okay. Cool. I'm not a Jaguar
fan,
so I guess that's dope for you.
Well, shout out to Jaguar, because we won today, 44-7. I'm repping my team, boy.
Hey, nothing wrong with it, man. Nothing wrong with it. Well, I'm excited to have you back. It's been a good little minute. Man, you've been busy. I've been seeing you doing your thing and just keeping things moving. I see you are on the radio now with your groove suite and everything like that. So, you know, just give a quick introduction of what all you got under your hat now, man. What all you got going on?
Yeah. Well, the last time we spoke, I had released the album. That was was a GT.5, I think. Yeah, GT.5. But yeah, ever since then I had I joined 927 The Beat, so it's an internet based radio station. So I do Cubicle Music Mondays, where it's an hour mix of I just do a random mix, play some of my favorite music, play some of the new stuff, old stuff, just be kind of creative with the DJ style. So it's a mix show that I do on Mondays. It's airs at 9 a.m., noon, 5 p.m., and 8 p.m. And that's 927thebeat.com, so I do that. I do the Groove Suite podcast, where we do our podcast with Sasha Tupper, where we interview a couple people that's doing notable things around town. And we know we provide mixes as well. DJ 151, a.k.a. Kobe Mike, he provides mixes as well. So we doing that. And I'm trying to finalize my album, Mr. Peterson's Neighborhood, but it's moving slowly, but it's moving surely. So I'm doing that, man. And I'm in a play. I got a play that I'm in. That's coming up in November.
Nice.
That's it for the new stuff that's going on. I mean, I'm still doing the old things too. Still DJing local events and still MCing when I can. You know what I'm saying? So. And I love
right.
it. I love every bit of it.
So tell me, you know, you said you are going to be in a play. Is the play here in Jacksonville in November?
Yeah, it's in
Okay.
Yeah, it's called Fire and Ice. It's with a D-Destiny production. And I play a character named Billy. I'm like the oldest sibling. And we just kind of talk about it's based on how typical families go through certain situations and how they handle them or whatnot. So it's kind of parallel to how, my real life is, because I am the oldest sibling, and I do have a family, and, you know, just like every other family, we have our share of differences, morals, and positive aspects of things. So, you know, I kind of add that out with that. So it should be November 16th. It might change, but if it changed, you know, I definitely updated on my website, MrAlfie.com. So, pretty excited about that. This is my third play. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, you know, the last time we talked, yeah, you did. You released the G3.5, which is one of my favorites in your catalog.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, definitely. So if you guys are not up on his music, please go check him out at MrAlfie.com. If you are on Bandcamp, you can also find his music there. If you search his music on the digital streaming podcast or platforms like Spotify and iTunes, I have also discovered that his music is there and it's added to my playlist. So add it to yours. So I see that you are the Mr. Peterson Neighborhood and the Groove Suite, man. I came across that shot glass, like one of the very first events I had ever gone to before I even knew who Mr. Al P was and how much you play a role here in the music scene in Jacksonville. You had that party at that big old warehouse. And
Right.
You gave away those gift bags and they had like shot glasses, and I was like, oh crap, this is one of the first kind of gifts I got when I moved to Jacksonville. So
nice.
Tell us a little bit about Mr. Peterson's Neighborhood and your Groove Suite, man.
All right, so Mr. Peterson's Neighborhood, it's a brand that I have. It's an LLC as well. So, but it started off with just really me having my own identity when it comes to my presentation of music. So some good friends was like, yeah, you should start your own thing, because I was doing a lot of work with a lot of other people around town, and it kind of fizzled down. What it did, it just kind of did it. So, it's, you know, instead of me being kind of stagnant, it was like, well, you should kind of do your own thing. And it was like, you should call it Mr. Peterson's Neighborhood. And so I really embraced that, the neighborhood aspect of it, because I really try to make sure that my fans and family and friends and whatnot, they're treated equally and treated like how typical neighbors should be treated, you know what I'm saying? So from that aspect. So I kind of incorporated my lifestyle into Mr. Peterson's Neighborhood. And it just kind of grew, and you know, I started with the warehouse parties. Those became known. So everywhere that I kind of went and did things, I kind of dubbed it as the Mr. Pizza's Neighborhood. So we just kind of went further with it and did, made it a brand, more of a business brand. And then the Groove Suite is a sub-brand of it. So I wanted to do, like, quote-unquote, grown and sexy, the people that love soul lounges and stuff like that. And, I've always had that feeling when I dealt with Downtown Cigar Lounge, but Papa Love Smoke. So every time I DJed at Papa Love Smoke, I always had this vibe and this feel that I felt like complimented to what I love in music. So we just kind of sparred it off with the MPN and did a Groove Suite. And I hooked up with Sasha Thumperman, and we started doing a podcast, and like she started introducing me to a lot of more music, more of the neo-soul, more of the progressive indie, soulful jazz, funk, hip-hop.
Nice.
Or whatever. So I wanted to focus on that aspect, because there's not really much of that going on here in Jacksonville. So between that and the fact that I just love that part of that music, and I feel like it speaks to my existence, I wanted to, you know, give a platform to that. So we've done some great things. We've done interviews with, like, Eric Robeson, Leon Timbo, Erica Bennett of Action News Jax. We've done a lot of independent, quote-unquote, local people here as well. We did J. Mile. We did Kia Nicole. And a gang of other people. So we're doing those, and we have a podcast that we present to people, and it's pretty dope, man. So that's what it is.
Nice. I like it. You're right. You know, yeah. When I moved to Jacksonville back in 2012, I really just moved here off of after coming here for a visit for a couple of urban events. But you're definitely right. Jacksonville is a very big place. And the music scene can be big, but it's not big on a consistent level, and it does lack what you're saying, a lot more of the presence of the neo soul, the R&B, the more conscious side of, if you will, music that delivers a message other than Percocet and Molly, and you know what I'm saying, like. You get
right,
what I'm saying.
Right.
So I think it's definitely a great idea what you have going, and I've seen some of the events, but I went into a little shell for a little while, and I figured, you know what, I can't be mad at the world for a long time, so it's time for me to come back out and start being active. If I'm gonna live here, I just need to mingle and network with people who are doing like-minded things and things that are actually delivering and they have a purpose behind it. And I feel like what you have going on, if more people definitely supported and stood behind it, it could bring a whole different type of scene and vibe to the city that's missing.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, in regards to you, you know what I'm saying, I understand completely what you feel about that, because I do feel like at sometimes I wish I could kind of step off the scene for a minute and, you know, go into my little shell. But, you know, it's out there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it is a matter of getting around those people. So, and they're out there, and, you know, we both have gifts that people need to see and understand and just enjoy and adapt to their feelings. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I understand completely where you're coming from with it. So, but we out here as much as possible trying to spread the good stuff and give people a different avenue of entertainment. So, we're
right.
Both doing some great things. You're doing some great things as well, so.
I appreciate that. Speaking of the grown and sexy, man, you got one track that sticks with me off of the G3.5. And I'm going to play that track. We're going to take a quick song break. But it's You Got Me. You Got Me. You got me with this track,
okay.
Al. You got me with this track, man. So.
Yeah. I did.
So I got to go ahead and slide this one up in here. So for all you listeners, once again, if you're not on Mr. Al Pete's music, please visit his website, MrAlPete.com, or look up Mr. Al Pete, Mr. Peterson's neighborhood, and I promise you, you'll come across some good things. So here we go with You Got Me right here on Get Lifted Radio. Bow!
Well, what do you know? Just wait, what are you doing here? Relax, man. Just here to get my paycheck. Shit. Oh, it's nice to see you too, buddy.
Sorry, I'm just surprised me.
Put it out. Have you seen her? You gave her my note, right? I wrote her a letter, didn't put my name on it, but she'll know who it's from. Did you say anything?
Who?
Who? My girl, man. Fuck. Oh, God, I can't keep my brain off of her.
What do you think you're going to do about that?
A man's greatest struggle in life is to find a woman who's sexy, but, like, still could be a mom. See that, Benny? I feel like she could be the one. You know, I see myself buying sheets with her, taking trips to Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, that's great.
She's got these lips. Jesus. I had no idea. I always dated women with thin lips. It's a fucking revelation.
Isn't something on the record with you guys? I mean, how does that play out?
I don't know, but whatever it is, she's worth it. Hey, you get any info, intel, insight, fucking call me, all right? Happy holidays, man.
What about your paycheck?
Yeah, she got the candlelight vibe, enough to illuminate and eliminate the funk that I be in. Hand me people shit like most men don't be seeing. Like detail cleaning on my body, exfoliate so I can be that sure shoddy. Cause when she rub my face, I'm like, good golly, Miss Molly got my heart tingling and thinking about that ring thing. You know, rice throwing and people singing. Jump broom, get the blessings from the priest and stroll. The one time I'm not in control, she got my bad flow all in the bowl. Sealed with a kiss along with a rose, and I can't do shit about it, like be violent or be wilder. Cause that loving is great, my damn heart rate bumping, that should say something. He remembered my prayers. It's like you've been sent from the air. No ghosting, only coasting. Spreading that potion all over me to get devotion. Oh, when we sex is like being next to Christ. Low down dirt, but sexy like. Her body is a sexy sight. And the way that she be thinking keep her sexy tight. Hey, I give her an A for no effort. An A plus because she's the nectar. So sweet that my feet and my teeth. Hurting when I'm around you with Shanti. On the days are cool. I know, kind of foolish speaking lady codes, but with you, understand that my game was sold because a woman like you be that pot of gold. Let's go, let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, she got me, though.
I ain't gonna lie.
That's it.
If love could kill, I would have been dead at first sight.
Uh-huh.
Remember when I was fed my first bite of her?
Yeah.
And now I'm hooked like a true fiend. The swag too mean, love stronger than blue dreams. Sweet smell of her skin to make the dead rise. She get them bad eyes and ain't even bedtime.
What?
Cause this game beyond amazing. Cause in the bed, she don't make love, she make a statement. She got game like Denzel was coaching her. Standout chick from a distance, you notice her. Beautiful black goddess from the gods above. Oh my gosh, she got me stuck, I'm in love with her.
Yeah.
And she keep that thing tucked with her.
Yeah.
And she there, bitch, to fuck with her. She something else. Give her my all until there's nothing left. I know she got me if I don't know nothing else.
Yo, that was You Got Me by Mr. Al Pete featuring Twan Dixon. Twan, what's Twan go by? Twan the MC, right? Twan the MC?
Yep, Twan the MC, yep.
Twan the MC. Check him out on Instagram as well. Before we get into any more of the questions that I have for you, real quick, you know, I want to know your thoughts because I know that you're a father of a young man who is in that teenage to like young, what is it? Your son is like 18, 19, something like that?
Yeah, he's 19, yeah.
Yeah, Okay. So, man, just a little bit, just coming from a father perspective, let's take away from all the hip-hop of the NFL that's going on right now and everything else. Just as a father, like, I want to know from your standpoint, how does this political state of our country make you feel?
Man, very good question. Because I've been, you know, I jumped online today, and I ain't gonna lie, the just seeing everything going on from yesterday and today, it just kind of overwhelmed me a little bit. So it just put me in a really, like, confused state of mind or whatever. And, you know, I kind of live off the fact of, okay, you know, I understand business is business, but I think people need to take more attentive, be more attentive of the fact of morals and actual emotions and feelings and stuff. And I don't know, man. It just, you know, I don't think people, like, care. It just, there's no type of care in the world for any type of civilization or no type of care for the humanity. Mm-hmm. And it bothers me because it's like the person, like, it just kind of scares me that somebody is willing to, like, prey on an actual person, you know what I'm saying? And it just goes back to, like, where my granddaddy and my, you know, my great grand, even my mom and my dad, you know, like, even with me, like, it just shows that black people are not treated as, you know what I'm saying, as, you know, as equal. And we're just as equal as anybody else in America, and, or just in life in general. And for somebody to say, okay, I'm going to prey on black men or you know, so black men, i.e. my son, it kind of bothers the, you know, the hell out of me, man. It's just very confusing, and I just don't get that because I live my life not thinking that, okay, I'm not going to prey on nobody, because what am I going to prey on somebody for? Like, that's not my life, and that's not what my MO to do. So
right,
the fact that it goes on like that, it just scares me, man, and it has me worried, like, consistently. And it goes beyond, you know, even the fact that I have a son. It just daily, you know, situations, you know, with a coworker or a colleague or somebody that you don't even know, that, you know, that this, the politics and the government or these organizations that prey on the minds in certain situations and people, it just kind of confuses, man. It's scary. So some days I'm like praying like crazy. Some days I'm just kind of like upset. But it's not, you know, I don't really speak on it too much because I'm just kind of, you know, I don't want to rough no feathers when it comes to certain
right.
people. And then at the same time, too, I just don't really understand it most of the time. And it's hard for me to go beyond that thought. Like, I'm like, why, you know, why would you want to, like, kill somebody? You know, and so my mind be kind of stuck on that. Like, I don't see no type of, you know, I don't see no other rational reason to do it. So so some days I'm stuck in that. I don't know why this is going on. Why would somebody do that? Because for me, I'm caring like that. I don't want to kill nobody. I don't want to hurt nobody. So I'm
definitely not because of the color of their skin. You know, like,
right.
Come on. For me,
right,
you know,
right.
I've always been very in tune with politics. I went to college for political science, so I try to keep very hush on it because I can debate somebody all day. That's what I went to college for. That's why I'm in debt, is to learn how to debate. I learned that the hard way.
Right.
But nonetheless, I try to explain to people. I've lived on, pretty much, I'm born and raised in Ohio. I lived on the West Coast for some years, and what brought me to the South was college. I wanted to experience going to a HBCU, to later find out that most HBCUs are named after white slave owners. But anyway, that's a whole nother issue. So my first experiences when it came to racism and having to deal with the fact that I am an African-American woman and this plays a role in my life now, like, for real, was when I moved to Nashville, and then it seems to be more deeply rooted the further south you come. And me not realizing and thinking like, oh, Florida, we just think of Disney, Miami, but Florida is a very red state, and Jacksonville, Florida is a very racist city. And
right.
What bothers me when it comes to African American people, what I see in the South, and I'm not saying all, but it's almost, it seems to me like it's embedded in your head to be treated and talked to like it's almost okay for somebody to disrespect you, and then you still call them sir and ma'am. Like, born right. and raised up north, we don't even have to say that to our parents because it's instilled in us that that was a slave thing. So
right,
we're
right.
not raised to say that, you know? So this whole thing is very, when it comes to me, it makes me very emotional because being an African-American woman, number one, number two, I'm a lesbian. Number three, I have dreadlocks. Number four, I have piercings. I got tattoos. And the list goes on when you want to think about stereotypes and how ridiculous they are. And so
right,
when people
right.
say that all lives matter, I get the all lives matter. But right now, the lives that should matter the most that are those who are being picked upon. Because if you allow one group to be picked upon, then it just trickles down to the next. So
exactly.
You know, I get what you're saying. Like, being confused, it does put you in a confused state because you then have to question. And it's sad because nobody really wants to walk around and want to think, like, the person that I'm talking to that's non-colored, are they racist? And are they plotting
right.
against me and my people? Like, we're living in that state right now, and it's an unfortunate state to be in 2017. And we're living in the future, but we're still living back in the day. And depending on what part of the region of the country you live in, for some people, some days are worse than others. And I can honestly say that living in the South and being anybody of color, whether you're Mexican, Arabic, anything that's non-white, and I can say this because I also do Uber on the side and I listen to a lot of different sides. I've had to put people out of my car for thinking that they were going to talk to me a certain type of way, being a Trump supporter. I respect your opinion, but when you become disrespectful, then that's where I have the problem. So
right.
I get it, and it's very close to home right now, and I feel like the NFL situation, if you stand behind Colin, like, talking about the NFL, watching the NFL or anything like that, I just feel like they're still winning because we're still watching
right.
and people are still spending money. So as long as we
right.
still provide a means for the people who despise or dislike a certain social demographic of individuals, they're going to always win.
Right.
So I saw a guy on Twitter, he tweeted, if the NFL star players don't play on Sunday, it delivers a bigger message to those who are looking up to them on Saturday, talking about like little league football players. And that goes across the board. Like, if you stop,
yeah, I saw that too.
You know, if you stop giving the people that are in, if we will, the elite, if you stop giving elite the power, there is no power for them.
Right.
The poor and the middle class, we really have more power than we think. We just
right.
think about power in terms of money. And if we stop thinking about
right.
power in terms of money, I can definitely tell you that a lot of us who are in middle class and consider poverty, we're a lot smarter than the people who are elite because they spend money to get people to think for them. And we have to think and struggle right. for ourselves.
Right, right.
So,
because they're not involved in our daily works, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
you know, we're the ones that know what's going on, and we're daily dealing with these situations, whether good or bad. You know, we're the ones that our voices can be heard, you know, in that regards. But you know we're so stuck on the fact of, oh, our voices gonna get heard and that type of thing, and you know, that's not necessarily the case, you know what I'm saying? Whether it touches one person or touches 100 people, you know what I'm saying? It's still doing something. So
right.
I have to, and I'm preaching to the choir as well on that, man. Cause I think the same way. I'm like, you know, is anybody listening to me, or is anybody if I even try to speak these values or whatnot, would I be heard? You know what I'm saying? And I struggle with that a lot. I struggle with that a lot. But I mean, I do know, you know, on the underlying action of it, that if I just try to change my mind on some things and really kind of push forward with a lot of things going on, then somebody would hit me. Somebody will. It would
exactly.
trickle down and numbers will increase. You know what I'm saying? But
and
I'm still
me,
confused.
You know,
I'm still confused. I'm telling you, like, this is vulnerable stuff that I'm talking right now, because it's like I'm still confused. But it's like I don't want to be confused. Like, I really want to learn and get more into it. Like,
right.
there's a lot of things that I want to do. And this is a sidebar type of thing, but like I tell my best friend, like, I really want to get more involved in like the Black community here in Jacksonville. Cause not saying that I was never in it, because I grew up in it, but I feel like I have enough power, so to say, to try to make some changes and try to bring some awareness to what's going on in the Black community here in Jacksonville. So I want to get more involved into it. And I feel like I've developed this platform big enough to be able to say, okay, well, let's try to, you know, bring more education, you know, to
mm-hmm.
schools, and, you know, let me get back in and be a mentor, or let me sit on these boards so we can make this decision on where this money is going. So, you know, I'm actively trying to, you know, I'm moving myself into that, so we won't have to focus more so on the obvious issue. You know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, I guess
right.
I want to counteract the issue that's going on. So, yeah.
You have no idea
yeah.
how many times I've presented to artists, especially when bullying and things were like huge on the forefront before everything else is overshadowing what's going on now is pretty much overshadowing a lot of other issues that are going on in society as well. But a couple years ago, when, you know, bullying campaigns and things like that, I had spoken to artists, and even some artists where I felt like it would help their image a little better. Instead of you always rapping about being in the trap or popping bottles, how about let's all sit down and come together and write positive tracks in regards to bullying, stop bullying, and things like that. And if we present these tracks to schools that are clean music, that are delivering a message that is in regards to what's going on, to help kids, you know, try to steer kids away from the bullying or the self-hate and the suicide and all these things that were going on, that are still going on, obviously. But only two artists. Like, I reached out to maybe like 50 artists, managers included, and only like two artists came back to me and was like, yeah, I can do that, you know. And I feel like sometimes artistry is one of the biggest, not even sometimes, artistry is one of the biggest platforms that you can use to overcome social issues. I mean, it's a perfect example of like Public Enemy and NWA, and you know what I'm saying, like, they made and took stance on things that were going on, and yes, NWA was street music, street lyrics, however, they still were able to find a way to get people to listen, you know. So
right,
I
right.
feel like today the people that need to listen and the people that we need to get to are the kids that are coming out of school, the kids that are going to middle school, the kids that are in elementary. And because they have so much access to internet and be able to see so much craziness now that we didn't have to deal with growing up, their minds
right.
are a little bit different than ours. So we need to be getting to them
right.
a little bit early. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
and being very proactive with what they got going on. I was telling a friend today, I was like, man, I just really wish, you know, the internet would just go away. But I mean, it's unrealistic, but still, like, the internet is so open and it's so broad and it's such a, like, cowboy, you know, it's like the Wild Wild West type action. So it's like people are getting so much information and being misled,
mm-hmm.
and the kids are a prime example of people being misled, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to think this way. You could think another way. You know what I'm saying? But it's like nobody's telling them that, because the internet is like the more of the primary source, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
The internet is the most popular person and thing on earth right now. Like, the internet
Man.
is The internet is it.
That's crazy that it's fact. It's crazy that that's fact. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's stuff like that, like, bothers me, and it confuses the hell out of me, because it's like, damn, like, people are really, like, making these other lifestyles. You know, they have two different lifestyles. They have two different mantras and all that. And it's like, people are like, okay, well, I see this guy out here, like, with my own physical eyes, but they choose to go with what's going on the internet. And it's like, there's no type of counteract when they see that. So, yeah, definitely, when it comes to artistry, we definitely are responsible for that. Like, I feel like it need to be more of that going on. We need to come in these schools and go in these neighborhoods and show them different, you know what I'm saying, outside of, oh, they can get a chain, or they can get, you know, they can get this, and the rewards is women and drugs and stuff like that. Like, you know, it's actually having a peace of mind for your legacy to come and for the people that was behind you. So.
Right. I mean, just think about it. When we were growing up, people wanted to be doctors. People talked about being doctors. I graduated in 97. I'm 38 years old. So people wanted to talk about
97.
Yeah, there we go. So, you know, doctors, nurses, teachers. Of course, you had people who, the star athletes in school, you know, they wanted to go on to be NBA football players. If you talk to kids now, they don't even know some of the careers that exist beyond being a rapper.
Right.
Because that's literally, you know, between love and hip hop, and like you said, what's on the internet and things like that. And I feel like even with young parents at some point have to stop saying, well, I'm young. Okay, yeah, you're young, but you decided to be a parent. So now you have somebody that is looking up to you and who's going to need guidance beyond your existence. So what are you doing to prepare them for that? You know, I co-parent with a 16-year-old. He's 16-year-old now. Like, he just got a camera phone this year. He was not allowed to have a camera phone. Like, I just feel like when you take that responsibility of being a parent, you really got to put your foot down. And you think about it. When we were growing up, 16-year-old, you got the big gift. 18-year-old, you got the next big gift. 21, it was up to you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So just giving kids iPhones at the age of 9 and all that nonsense is crazy to me. Like, it may sound ridiculous, but unless he knows it, he does not know the password for our Wi-Fi in the house. Why am I going to give him direct access to something to set him up for quote-unquote failure, if you will, or temptation?
Right. It's definitely.
I'm not going to do that.
It's nothing wrong with protecting your kids, man, and protecting that legacy. Because it's so messed up by him, man. So, and they'll appreciate it when they get older. Just like how we appreciate it. Just like how we appreciate everything that we went through. Because when we was growing up, we experienced a lot of things that we just never understood that our parents did. But, you know, we have our walks of life now. We like, yeah, I understand now what my mom was saying. I understand now why my grandma and my granddad, like, I understand, like, my neighbors. Like, there's no such thing as neighbors anymore. Like, like a really wholesome, like, neighbor. Like there's no type of definition of it. And that's one of the things I pride off of with the Mr. Peterson's neighborhood thing. So, like, you know, treat your neighbors, you know, accordingly, and treat them with respect and love them just as much as you love your family and whatnot. So I totally get what you're saying. And I think it's commendable that you're doing that. And, you know, little homie would get it. He would totally get it when he gets older and he sees, you know, everything from that perspective.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you could tell when things start to click with them, because they'll see their friends get into certain situations and then they'll come home and they'll talk about it, you know. So
he definitely has
an understanding, and I believe he's starting to appreciate. He's a great young man. I mean, he had his first job this summer and things like that. He gets good grades in school. So that, you know, that's not an issue. It's just making sure that, you know, you don't want to keep them on a leash, if you will. But at the same time, like I said, because we live in a different day and age, like, don't set them up for temptation and don't set them up to be in situations that could also get them in trouble because they don't understand. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
definitely.
Having access to different sites and being able to say things to to people, you have to explain to them, like, you can't talk to young ladies like this. What if her dad or her brother or her mother goes through her phone as I'm going through your phone? You understand what I'm saying? So it's making sure that you set those guidelines and explain it to them. Like, things are a little bit different. People see things one way. You may mean it another. You know, you're a nice young man. The last thing I would hate for anybody to read something or see that you've been somewhere or looked up some site or whatever the case may be and judge you off of that.
Right.
And that's no different than judging him off the color of his skin. You know, so
right.
It's just making sure that they're aligned to be able to handle and deal and understand with certain situations. So I appreciate the dialogue that we've had. Definitely more of this is needed for real as well.
You know, like you were saying,
the schools. When we were going to school, we had assemblies like DARE and all that kind of stuff that would go on. You know, I feel like something as simple as having a group of artists that come from your community, say that you all went to a school within your community and you go back to that school and here it is, you want to discuss the social issues. And then on top of that, you got some positive music to perform with it. Like, I don't see how that could go wrong other than a school
right.
saying no. But you're going to find those schools that say yes.
Right. Especially with, I went to Reball High School, one of the top, you know, high schools, popular high schools in Jacksonville, definitely one of the top, like, African-American-based schools here in Jacksonville, Reball and then Raines. But, you know, we have our little Northwest Classic, right? So it's like the football team, they play against each other, and it's a rival. And, but we're all, like, really cool. Like, we all grew up in Northwest Jack, so basically, the family that we have there is, like, it's awesome because you know a Raines person. You know their cousin, their grandma, and vice versa. But it's like, all right, that's cool. We can go and party and whatnot. But, like, I'm trying to, like, put money to, like, these schools. Or even if I, like, I really want to do, like, a scholarship fund where I go in and find somebody, some kids that want to pursue, like, communication degrees and, you know, want to go further in education and show them that, hey, you know, hard work does pay off and, you know, be an example of that. Like, I really want to go back into schools and do that. Like, I'm going to do that very, very soon. So, it would definitely be great to get some other people on board. But I know for me, I'm like, let me show them first. But I definitely want to go back into where I came from and talk
right.
to these kids. Because, you know, sometimes you can just talk to the kids and, you know, some of these kids have never heard a good morning or a good afternoon or you can do it and you know, you can apply yourself to this and the third. And I'm telling you, you talk to some of these kids, you give them like minutes to talk and they will tell you everything. You know, they will feel better about themselves just because somebody sat there and gave them time. All the way
right.
to the trouble. Like it's so many variations of things that we can do when it comes to the community. And when it comes to the kids in the community. Because, you know, we 38. Like, within the next, like, 10 years, we're going to be, you know, pushing on 50. And it's like, those kids are going to be 28. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be at the prime, but they're going to be making decisions for what goes on in the communities and
exactly
how
these
laws are rolled out and all that. So it's like, we got to embrace these kids now and forever until we're here. So, you know, I'm working on that, and I'm applying that. But, you know.
Well, you definitely keep me abreast of what's going on. I know that I had my shorts for shorties that I was doing. Like I said, I went into my little shell, so I definitely am going to be bringing that back next year, the shorts for shorties, which was collecting the summer clothes, because we always think about back to school, things like that. But I feel like parents have to spend just as much money during the summer, if not more. So I definitely will be bringing back the shorts for shorties, collecting shorts and things like that for summertime, and then going to the different communities here in Jacksonville or community centers and just doing a free giveaway is how I do it. And so those type of things, I feel like collectively together, you get 5 to 10 like-minded individuals, and then eventually it'll just trickle down. It's just a matter of getting it started, keeping it going, and being consistent about it. One thing I know
yeah.
I've learned is consistency can carry you a long way even without the support, because eventually the right people will see what you're trying to do, and the right, those are the people that need to be there anyway. You know, sometimes we rush into things and we think those right around us are those who are going to help us accomplish the things that we need to get accomplished, but it doesn't always work out like that. So you got to move on. You know what I mean?
It doesn't. You know what? If I know, for me, a lot of times it doesn't work. Like, it's always some random person that, look, I had a random person hit me up on my inbox yesterday and was just like, look, I don't know you, and I know you. Well, she's like, I don't know you like that, but I definitely know you don't know me, but I follow you. You're a great person. You're a great artist. You're a great DJ. And I was just like, instead of me saying, like, it's easy to say, man, who is this person? Like, I don't, you know, is this spam or whatever? But it was some genuine words. It was some genuine words that I was like, damn, like, the people close to me don't even tell me this stuff. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the key word that you said on there is consistency. Like, I don't think people really pay attention to the word consistency and people that are consistent, because that it draws in people from time to time, and it draws the right people from time to time, definitely.
Yep, for sure. So, man, today you said you got a party going on, or a day party, a wedding. What you got going on, Al?
The event is actually called It's a Brunch. So my homeboy is, shout out to Larry Love. He's celebrating his birthday. But you got the Wave Jacks and then the Influence Crew. They're putting on a brunch. So the brunch was from 12 to 4. And then from 4 to 7 is the day party. So I'll be DJing the day party. I do the second end of it because we got my man DJ Nate. He starts at 4 o'clock and then I come on like at 5 or something like that.
Oh, okay.
So it should be cool, man. It's a day party type thing. It ends at 7. And so I'm looking forward to it.
Cool. So before I let you go, man, so you can get your setup and all that good stuff going on, because I know how y'all DJs be slugging and lugging things in and all that great stuff, beating up walls, if you will.
Right, exactly. Yeah, like, it's like, but I mean, you know what, but it's good because, like, they already got a surround sound. They already got the sound in. We're doing it at MIPS, and they already got a sound in it. So really, I think I'm going to be playing off my homeboy's setup. But I got my setup anyway. But if I'm playing off his setup, all I got to do is just bring my laptop in. We good to go. So I'm so praying that that's the case with me, because I won't have to lug anything. I won't have to beat up no walls.
I had to get you a shirt made. I beat walls.
You know what? Listen. All right. So we got to talk offline about that, because that's a nice little floor. Like, we could make some shirts.
Hey, man. My brain.
I beat walls.
Pay attention to my brain, man. I just be coming out trying all kind of stuff. But anyway, right now, you know, as what you got going on, what do you feel like your biggest challenge is?
I feel like I do everything myself. So if I had a bigger cosign or a bigger sponsorship, I would be able to reach more people. But I'm kind of limited to what I can do, because I'm only one person, and I funds don't really put you in, you know, different aspects, even though funds shouldn't be the main factor, which it isn't, but it does play a factor when it comes to certain things. Like, I want to be able to reach certain people, like, even with the scholarship thing that I want to do. Like, you know, I need money to give that money away. I mean, and, you know, in my mind, I'm like, I'm just going to take a percentage of, like, all my gigs, and then I'll just save up the money, and then I'll use that money. So I really won't have to worry about, you know, the politics of it, this and the third. But sometimes I feel like if I had like a bigger co-signer, then I can go a little further, and my voice can go a little further.
Definitely.
But I definitely feel like that's my challenge. But I mean, but at the same time too, I'm thankful for what I've done now, because I really feel like my little voice has, you know, it's definitely a staple here in Jacksonville. Like, I feel like I can say some things, do some things, and people will be like, okay, he's a notable guy. Let's look into it, and let's get behind him and do it. So you know, it's kind of a semi-challenge, if you will. But I think that's my main challenge right now. I don't, you know, I think I've overcome the general challenges, like, you know, getting people to support your cause and believe in what you believe in. I think, you know, I feel like I'm there when it comes to that. I mean, of course, there's a lot more I can do, but with the resources that I have, I think I've done a great job.
Nice. That was an awesome answer, straight up. As far as the funding, I definitely feel you on that. You know, you should probably look into, there's, I don't know if you're familiar with Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R.
Yes, I am. Let me tell you that. I mess with them all the time.
You should check out and reach out some of the people who search for grants and different things like that. I mean, to be honest with you, you being a minority and a male, and for what it is that you're trying to do, I'm sure if you link up with the right person who understands grants and knows how to find grants for the right type of, for the right, I forget the word that they call it. It's a certain word that they call it when it comes to writing grants, but for the right purpose and for the right cause, especially when it comes to education and the youth, and you being an African-American minority male, like, it's got to be something out there. You know what I mean?
Right. I didn't know Fiverr did, well, you know what, they do, like, freelance writing, creative writing, so I would assume they would. Yeah. I'm going to definitely look into it, because I've been exploring that. I've been on Fiverr for a couple of months now, and I've done like two or three like side projects with them, and it's been beautiful. But I would definitely look into that. I appreciate that information. I would definitely look into that.
For sure. And before I let you go, please leave us with some positive, encouraging words. If you have some encouraging words to give anybody today, that's just having a down day, a bad moment, what would it be?
Find, you know, find peace within yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of difficult to do, but it's simple as, if you want to go and get some ice cream and that makes you feel better and takes you away from the present hurt or downfall, if that makes you happy, do it. If you got to go in your room and cry to make you feel better, do it. Like, you know what I'm saying, get those enemies out. But you know, just as long as you channel that energy, that bad energy or the down feelings, to something greater. You know what I'm saying? So
basically, he's saying release that shit.
Right, like, release it, because it will build up so much to where you're like physically start hurting, and I we all experienced it. But holding that shit in, man, it's just not cool. And like, and I say ice cream, and I'm being funny, but I'm being serious, man. Like, if you know what I'm saying, if like Baskin Robbins is your that's your sure shot to make you smile, and you got $3 to get a scoop of ice cream, like, go do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, really, like, if it makes you feel better, because you never know who's paying attention to you and you're being a positive aspect to them. You know what I'm saying? Because there's always somebody worse, you know, in worse situations. And people look at people, whether it's on the internet or in person, you know, they look up to, you know, to that higher being, and you might be that higher being to that person. So get it out. Yeah, get it out and keep it moving, man. And, you know, it's, you know, just get it out, please. Like, don't hold that shit in.
That was like, man, when you said you might be that higher being, hey, Al, me and you on the same wavelength, dog.
Man, listen.
Man, they better listen. They better listen.
Right. I mean, you never know, man. I run across people a lot, and you know, I run across somebody, and I be feeling like crap, like whether I'm tired or I'm just not inspired, and somebody will easily come to me and be like, yeah, you know, I listened to your mix on SoundCloud, and let me tell you something, man, my boss was getting on my nerves, and my boss, you know, I listened to your mix, and it was just so powerful, and it just felt like you put a lot of love into it, blah, 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 and I just want to thank you personally that you did that for me. I know you didn't do it directly to me, but And when I hear that, I'm like, man, let me get this energy off me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
let me go get my scoop of ice cream and chill out. You know what I'm saying? And kind of regroup or whatever. So you never know whose life you're impacting. You never know. So as much as you can get the energy out and keep being the example for the situation or the person, like, do it, please.
For sure, man. Well, man, this has been a great interview, for real. Definitely a great interview. I will be more than happy.
Yo, I wanna personally thank you for all the support that you give, and like I thank you so much for this. I don't take this lightly at all. Like, I don't. And thank you so much for the promotion. Like, I went on my little rant and it was crazy, like on Instagram.
You did.
And I don't know if you saw it, but it was real. It was from the heart. I'm like, yo, like I'm getting promoted without having to really promote myself, and that's like great. Like, that's awesome. So I thank you so much for taking all the time and the effort to, you know, to do this for me. I truly appreciate it.
Hey, man, I wish one day some, you know, I know there's people out there like you who understand and appreciate, but you have no clue how much free game I've given over the past 5 years that I stopped giving it. Like, I just got to show people, you know, when you start showing people the methods work, and they want to come back to you and be like, and then I'd be like, man, if you don't go somewhere, you're like 2 years ago.
Hey, man, I pick up on your game. I see what you're doing, and I love it. So I pick up on it easily. No problems at all. For me, I pick up on it.
Yeah, man. Anything I can do, you know, you just let me know. You know how to get a hold of me. I like to stay behind the scenes. I like it better that way. It's less headaches. So I am more than willing to work with you and, you know, help you get things calculating. You know, you just reach out to me, man, and we just have to set up some time and dates. I have no problem with helping people who take my time and knowledge serious.
Right. And likewise, I mean, if anything I can do to help, or, you know, anything that you need me to do that'll help your brand and help you as a person, like, just let me know. Like, definitely likewise.
100. Well, you enjoy that day party, man. Don't have too many shots, Al. Don't be drinking and driving.
No, it's Sunday, and we and Memphis right by the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office, by the jail. So that's not going to happen. That is
all
not
right,
going to happen.
You be safe, man. And once again, I appreciate you for taking the time out to be a guest. You're more than welcome back at any time.
Indeed. Thank you so much. Have a good one, all right?
All right. And that was Al P, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on Instagram and Twitter at Mr. Al Pete. Check out his website, MrAlPete.com. And before I tune out, we're going to get into some Beat Bang featuring Kyle Williams by Mr. Al Pete right here on Get Lifted Radio. Bow!
The beat goes, goes. The beat goes, 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 goes. The beat goes, goes, goes. And the beat goes on, 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 on,
yeah, we stay praying to God, trying to beat the odds. Work until it's fruitful, then go buy a car, a pair of superstars. That's what we call winning, intellectual decisions. We think that, flossing all our earnings, but we gotta pay bank back. In fact, to call the shots on the ass, go bank that. My people are ranked that. Devils playing loud music, but we the bottom of the pole, no totem to it. But see, we fight, stand strong, and we grow into it. Do the previous shit over and scroll through it. Man, the learning curve get played, straight shit don't say. I tell the teacher. meet your partner ruler in our face. We gotta smell the bees, reshape our brains. Until then, let these vodka shots rain, but let's use caution. Wanna be bigger than these big ass gold chains and rings? Let the beat bang.
Situation starting off good, then we get the blowers by the hood, knowing that we should take a little time to think it through. But we rush, we lose the game. But hey,
let the beat bang.
Go for what we think and calling us. Forget about in God we trust. In all our lust, we don't think that as much. It won't hurt a thing, but we rush, we lose the game. But hey,
let the beat bang.
Can't drink like I used to, the tongue is weaker. It takes a week to get over a hangover. And I'm killing my brain cells, fucking with this weed, but I need to smoke before the pain grows that I brought all of myself. Now listening to moms and my pops, yeah, I had the answers, but now I don't. If I could change things now, I won't do this and that. Forget that I sound like a whining cat. That platform, my dad designed that. My dad, I rhymed that beat so I can graduate. But it's easier to blame him, make my mistakes his. So what the depression makes him nauseate? Mama wanna come around now and exaggerate her love for me. I just shrug and leave and go and hang with the homies and do my thing and let the beat bang. Situation starting off good, then we get the blowers by the hood, knowing that we should take a little time to think it through. But we rush, we lose the game. But hey,
let the beat bang.
Go for what we think and calling us. Forget about in God we trust. In all our lust, we don't think that as much. It won't hurt a thing, but we rush, we lose the game. But hey,
let the beat bang.
Some feel it. We lose fight and Trump win the presidency. Now we on the edge on our seats attentively. Like it's something new, but it's nothing new. All this shit been coming through your speaker. You're the misdemeanor in charge and you getting treated like dirt. They make you plead guilty, livelihood is fucked, I pray. For my only son to get it together. Don't want no gun, no weapon to be his downfall. I need him stepping and repping. He a Peterson, a Metlock. I did it right and I had him out of wedlock. 18 to 38, I got my life straight. 18 to 38, niggas be at wasting, fucking up the hip-hop culture. My liking and my style and the rap is a sculpture. The liking and the style and the life is atrocious. Niggas be on that go. Get rich, then it's over before the curtain close. Before the boss man can give a pink slip. They killing all hope. Loose lips sink ships. But when I talk, they say I'm preaching the game. They back in knowing the signs, but let the beat bang, bang, bang.
Kyle Williams. Check him out on MrAlPete.com. Also follow him on Twitter and Instagram at MrAlPete. Before I let y'all go, tune in October 8th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here. We're live with Mr. Fat Fly Freddie Lee, also known as J.I. Music. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram at J.I. Music, the letter J. E-Y-E Music, J-I Music, right here on Get Lifted Radio, October 8th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check out his website. In the meantime, Fat is Life, F-A-T-I-S-L-I-F-E. Woo. Man, I need to, never mind. But anyway, fatandfly.com. We're going to have Fat Fly Freddie Lee right here on Get Lifted Radio. I'm going to have to tell J.I. Music, yo, you got a tongue twister on your hand, homie. People better be ready when they announce that. But anyway, we're going to get into one of his tracks. We're going to close it out with You Deserve It. You can check that out again on the website. Fatisfly.com, F-A-T-I-S-L-I-F-E. I appreciate you guys for tuning in today. Make sure you follow us on Get Lifted Radio on Instagram, Get Lifted_Radio on Twitter. And if you know anybody who is interested in being a guest, submitting their tracks to be heard on our podcast, be sure to have them visit GetLiftedRadio.com. In the meantime, y'all be safe out there. Remain on alert. Be aware of your surroundings. And don't take people's friendliness as kind gestures when you feel like it's something wrong. There might be something wrong. Everybody ain't out to get us, but hey, you know, it is what it is. I hate to have to say it like that, but y'all be safe out there. Here we go with You Deserve It. You Deserve the Love by Fat Fly Freddy right here on Get Left Radio. Peace.
Thank you, mamas, you deserve a Grammy. You do what you gotta do to take care of your family. You ride that bus to school and train to work to make it work. You rock them heels every day, I know them feet hurt. I know your boss a jerk, I know your baby daddy don't pay no child support for tricking on strippers in Miami. I know your babysitter quit and your mama be turning up. She ain't babysitting, shoot, that's what she said. Can't work overtime, so I guess you ain't gonna make the rent. Dollars ain't making sense and your job don't pay you if. That's enough to shed a tear. No, you wanna throw the towel in. Them thoughts you thought was your homegirls, they not your friends. Thinking you ain't got a chance, but you keep on riding. Something like dough in the oven, you keep on rising. I look in your eyes and girl, I see a shiro. Against all odds, made something out of zero. Come here though,
my mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T, and check this out. I got a second phone to gift my mom. So now, she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how to get a smartphone on us. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. See store for details.
If you want to experience moments of joy, excitement, and satisfaction, visit the Honda Summer Spectacular Event, where well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR on the 2018 Honda Pilot, part of KBB.com's 2018 Best Overall Brand. Yahoo! You've just entered car buying bliss.
See dealer for financing details based on 2018 branded matures from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for information.